This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You don't have to be a parent to know that it's tough to get kids to eat healthy. I mean, who among our younger selves didn't turn up their noses at this or that fruit or vegetable offering? However, as with most things in life, tricks help. Researchers at Cornell University studied some elementary school kids at lunch and found that while kids who were given whole apples for lunch tossed them pretty much straight into the garbage can, if you give them apples pre-sliced, consumption went up by about 70%, consumption here being kids eating apples. Roberto Ferdman from The Washington Post wrote about it. It's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
It's tough not to start with a, hey, you kids, get off my lawn moment and ask whether we've now come to the point in this society where we need our apples pre-sliced before we eat them. But I'm going to start there.
I wouldn't say that we need our apples pre-sliced, but I would say that it certainly helps to pre-slice our apples, especially for kids. I mean, this is not necessarily a big deal for adults, but we've actually found, not just while researching this question, but then also in practice while selling pre-sliced apples, that children tend to eat their fruits, or at least this fruit, when it is served sliced, when it's served in a way that's easier for them to eat it.
There is some irony here, right? Because even aside from the research, we have McDonald's to thank for the popularity of pre-sliced apples.
That's exactly right. So in 2004, McDonald's started serving pre-sliced apples. And at first, they were optional. But then in 2012, McDonald's made them mandatory. They served them with all Happy Meals. And what we've seen is this huge increase in pre-sliced apple consumption. And it's tied largely to that.
Does the apple industry need this innovation? I mean, have they fallen on hard times?
The apple industry isn't exactly reeling, but apple sales have been kind of stagnant or falling for some time now, or had been leading up to when they started serving pre-sliced apples. Pre-sliced apples offer this kind of new product, and innovation in a mature industry is rare. So kind of happening upon this, thanks in part to McDonald's, was a welcome sign for the apple industry.
The analogy here is baby carrots, you write in this piece.
That's right. Baby carrots are, I mean, I could go on and on about baby carrots. baby carrots are this other bizarre example of...
First of all, they're not actually baby carrots, which I just learned like 5 years ago. But anyway.
They're not actually baby carrots. Baby carrots are shaved down whole carrots, and they were extremely important to the industry. In fact, they're credited with saving the carrot industry. Around the time that they were invented, the carrot industry wasted about 75% of carrots that were produced because they were too ugly to be served. So they were essentially being discarded, and baby carrots are whittled down ugly carrots. So not
it sounds
only
so
have
mean
they saved,
when you say it that way.
I mean, as far as I know, carrots don't have feelings. We can revisit this if
that's a whole different interview.
Up. But baby carrots now account for 70% of carrot sales. That's incredible. And I don't believe, nor does the apple industry, nor do apple growers, that pre-sliced apples, will come to represent that sort of share of overall apple sales. But at the moment, they represent about 5% of sales, and there's reason to believe that they could represent quite a bit more, especially if there's a push to get kids to eat them, which there should be.
It's not all sunshine and light, right? I mean, these individual sliced apples come in individual little plastic bags, which then get wrapped in a bigger plastic bag. I mean, there's not all is great.
That's exactly right. I mean, there's concern that while this is a great innovation and a way to get kids to eat apples and reduce food waste, it's kind of this classic sign of our desire for convenience.
Right.
And in order to serve these pre-sliced apples, we need to put them in something. And in this case, it's plastic. And at a time that we're trying to reduce waste, that we're trying to reduce our use of plastic, the apple industry is increasing our use of plastic.
Roberto Ferdman writes on food and the like for Wonk Blog at The Washington Post. Roberto, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.